When we do something wrong, you feel empty, you feel void, you feel confused, you feel lost, disorientated. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know who you are. You don't know where you are. You don't know where to start or where to end. It is an absolute mess. Why? Because peace is lost through sin. And that peace Christ came to bestow in your heart. That's Jerusalem, the city of peace. So the second T's of the Lord were to bring that peace once again to our hearts and live in harmony with the Lord. No more enemies. We are in peace now. No more fighting you, Lord. No more arguing with you, Lord. No more being disobedient to you, Lord. When the Lord called me to the church, I went to the club. I was fighting Him. I was going against Him. The Lord says, pray, and I didn't. The Lord says, fast, and I didn't. The Lord says, come to the light, and I went to darkness. The Lord says, come to the church, and I went to the club. The Lord says, come to me, I, Jesus Christ, and I chose Satan, not Christ. We were in a battle. We were fighting one another until He cried and wept over the heart that was conquered by sin and lost its peace. The tears of Christ reinstated that peace. The moment that peace entered my heart, I said, what have I done? Why did I do all that? I was so blind. I was so lost, yet I thought I was doing everything right. But until Christ wakes you up, He'll never realize what you're doing. Do not be shocked for the world to act so evil, yet they think they're doing good. Do not be shocked, because they're blind. There is no peace in the world, because the one who rules the world is Satan. Satan has no peace in him. Where are you going to get peace if there is no source for that peace? The only source of peace is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is God and the only true living God, my beloveds. That's where peace comes from. It doesn't come from a prophet. It doesn't come from a holy man. It doesn't come from a good teacher. It doesn't come from no humans. It comes from God, the true, divine, living God, the creator of all. And this true living God was revealed in the flesh over 2,000 years ago. He was crucified in the times of Pontius Pilate. He was buried in the flesh, but He rose from the dead. And His tomb is empty. The sepulchre church cries out every and every day. Until when, world, are you going to be blind? Until when are you going to choose to remain in this blindness? Spiritual blindness. Until when? Look at the world and see how it's behaving. Absolute foolishness, absolute evilness. To the core. To the core. They can't stand the truth. They can't stand the light. Yet the light is so clear and the truth is so powerful. The world is sick, and there is only one healer that can heal this sick world. His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All glory to His holy and mighty name, the crown of our glory. Jesus lives forever. Don't ever sell your Lord. Don't ever walk away from your Lord. And by the way, Jesus Christ is not a Christian. Jesus Christ is not Catholic, is not Orthodox, is not Protestant. Jesus Christ is God revealed in the flesh. He wants you. Don't go and say, Lord, I'm this and I'm that. He says, hang on, I created you. Are you going to tell me who you are? I made you. But when I made you, I wanted one thing from you. I want your heart. Proverbs 23:26. My son, give me your heart. Give me Jerusalem. And I'll turn it into a city of peace. But everything outside is in turmoil. Everything is lit up in fire. But inside there is calmness and tranquility. Serenity. Because when the King of Peace dwells in this heart, everything is cool, brother. What problem? Oh, the doctor said you're going to die in 1 week. Hallelujah. The death became that vehicle that's going to fly me to my beloved. And I'm going to see Him face to face, no more in a maze, no more in a mirror, no more. I'll see Him face to face every single moment. Now I am begging to see Him for a split second. And I'm not even getting it, not even in a dream, not even in any sign. So hard. But there and then I will see Him every moment before me, fully. revealed. So hallelujah to death. What are you afraid of? If I live, I live for the Lord. And if I die, I die for the Lord. If I live and die, I am all for the Lord. I am all. Fear nothing. And when you go home, I'll give you this verse. Read it all. Joshua, Old Testament, the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9. Take this is from the Lord to all of you. Read it tonight. Joshua 1, 9. And say, Lord, this is your voice for me. Fear nothing. Only fear the Lord. The second T is restored peace to this city. When was peace restored? When the Lord visited us and we responded to that visit. When we acknowledged that visit. When we accepted that visit. The Lord visits you every single day. But how busy are you for Him? You've missed the knock. You've missed the voice. You've missed the calling because we are too busy for the Lord Jesus. Don't let the moment of visitation pass you by. Accept it. Hear His voice and run and open the door. When you open the door, peace will be restored in this heart. Then the third T is of the Lord Jesus opened to us paradise, and He brought us in the garden. The garden where Adam and Eve were kicked out of. The true gardener came into the garden of Gethsemane, and He was pressed there on the cross and brought Adam and Eve and all of His children who believed in the true gardener, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brought them all back to the garden where they were kicked out of in the very beginning. Oh, gardener, tell me, where have they taken my master's body? Miriam, what are you looking for? I am the true gardener. I am Christ, the King. Therefore, my beloved, with the Lord's T's, let us hold them in the palm of our hands and approach God the Father and say, Father, Heavenly Father, with the T's of your beloved Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come to you seeking your love, seeking you and the kingdom to be our home. Let us in, Father. These are the T's of your Son. Cried at the tomb of my death and gave me a resurrection. Cried at the city that lost peace and brought me back into that peace once again. And cried in the garden of Gethsemane, your Son was squashed there, and gave me paradise. With these tears, I'm coming to you, Heavenly Father. Let me in. I want to be with you and live with you forever. In Jesus' mighty name.